Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So, good morning, everyone. How little would you work for? I'm not trying to insult anybody. I'm not trying to push your compensation package down to zero. But with the unemployment here in the U.S. hovering at 9.1%, perhaps the amount people would work for is less than you might think, even with all the debates and conventional suspicions about Americans traditionally refusing low-wage work, leaving lots of so-called menial jobs to illegal immigrants and the like. Well, Tom Weber, managing editor of Newsweek and The Daily Beast, joins us now. He tried to test this question. Tom, first of all, how do you go about testing a question like this? How little would you work for?
Good morning, John. The way I went about testing this was using a Amazon.com marketplace called Mechanical Turk. It's an online marketplace where you can go and hire freelancers to do piecework by just posting a job at a price and waiting to see if someone takes it.
And, I mean, it's interesting that a source of content, I mean, not Newsweek so much, but certainly the Daily Beast, where a lot of bloggers contribute. I mean, you know, it's certainly in the blogosphere normal to work for nothing, right?
Yes. I mean, when the AOL Huffington Post deal had prompted a lot of discussion about, you know, how much journalists were going to be getting paid in the future.
All right. So first of all, what did you offer and what did you find? We actually have a little bit of a tape here to test one of the proposals, but lay out what your results were, and then I'll play this tape, which is a little incomprehensible without you explaining it to me.
Sure. Well, I wanted to construct a job that would definitely take someone at least an hour to complete.
Okay.
And so I created a podcast, basically, of myself reading some of my old clips and also reading from the Checkers speech.
The famous Nixon Checkers speech where he tried to explain a campaign contribution in advance of the 1960 presidential campaign.
Yes, exactly. As I read this, scattered through it were some random, unusual words I had selected from the dictionary, like knuckle duster was what I tossed in. I had a few dozen of these keywords, and then I was able to post the MP3 file on Mechanical Turk and say, for this wage, if you download the file, listen to it, and count the number of times you hear this specific keyword, then I will pay you this wage.
I see. So take an hour and be a word counter in this boring podcast that I'm going to read kind of idea.
Correct.
All right, well, let's listen to it.
I come before you tonight as a candidate for the vice presidency and as a man whose honesty and integrity has been questioned. Quintuplet. Pathological. Now, the usual political thing to do when charges are made against you is to either ignore them or to deny them without giving details. Weather worn. Lavender.
You know, this does kind of feel like, you know, picking up strawberries in the mud a little bit. I gather quintuplet and pathological were not part of the original speech.
that's correct. So I knew how many times I had mentioned each word, and so I could verify when, whether people actually listened to the tape and counted, to ward against people just saying, "Oh, I downloaded it," and the answer's, you know, six.
All right, so that's the job. Now, was your expectation that this would be minimum wage or lower or higher?
Well, the U.S. minimum wage right now is $7.25 an hour, I think everyone realizes that, the real wage varies a lot around the country. There's some very competitive labor markets where, even a McDonald's has a tough time hiring people at $7 an hour. But there's other places, obviously, where, the job market's very loose and, you can probably get away with paying a lot less to attract people. So, honestly, my best guess going in the U.S. was just $3 an hour.
Okay.
On my gut.
That was your sense, and then you started to get some responses.
Right, and so I started at $3, and when I had three people take the job and execute it correctly at $3, I started lowering the price. I went to $2, and I still got workers coming in and applying for the job and completing it accurately. So then I went down to $1, and I kept going.
And you still got people.
And I still got people at $1. So I went.
Let me just figure out what the net is for Daily Beast here. So you paid $3 out at the $1, right?
Yes, I still haven't done my expense report on this one, John.
So it's $9 for the $3 people, and then I guess another $6 for the $2 people, and you got a couple of quarters.
Right. So we went to 50 cents, and then down to 25 cents, and at 25 cents we still had people basically lining up to do this job.
Now, did you talk to any of them? I mean, did you have a sense of what this sample actually means?
Well, it's tricky because this this marketplace, if you've ever played around with it, is a very interesting thing. It's kind of set up as a kind of in an eBay or Craigslist sense. That's it's basically anonymous, but messages do go back and forth occasionally. And I heard from one person in the U.S. who said, "I'm disabled, I'm at home. This is work I can do. Do you have any more of it?"
Interesting. You know, it's expected that, or it's believed that about half of the jobs created in May were all from McDonald's at some of those higher wages that you talked about.
Right. I mean, relatively high. I mean, compared
to...
So we're
working the low end of the income spectrum at this point in the economy, on all levels right now.
Right. I mean, my sense is a lot of these were people at home, jobless, and 25 cents is better than nothing, especially if you can maybe do the ironing or the laundry at the same time.
Well, that's Tom Weber, managing editor of Newsweek and the Daily Beast, talking about their experiment to figure out how low people would actually be compensated for various kinds of work. They posted one sort of job. How would you answer that question? How little would you work for? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, whether you're jobless or not. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, John.